Oh man, we're gonna do it so hard. Let's do it. Yeah, not talking to me. Cool, Nate.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Tilted Pod. I'm your host, Seth, don't call me Jack Wilds, and I'm sitting here with my buddy, my pal, my home bro, my home skillet, my home fry, my French fry, Nate, the Daywalker, Morris. How are you, buddy?
I'm feeling homey.
You are very homey.
Oh yeah.
You're homely as well.
Homely.
No, I don't think homely is a good thing. You don't want to be excited about that.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate, very excited about being homely, Morris.
Boom,
man,
y'all.
It's been a week, and I am so excited to be here talking magic with you because I've been shoved up the ass of destiny for a while. But my boy here has been doing a lot of cool things, like learning to teach people to play because he was really bad at that before. So tell us about what you've been up to this week. What you've been into?
So I went to the Magic Open House. Tried to teach new players how to play Magic. As it turns out, that wasn't very popular in our area. So it was mainly just Justin and I hanging out playing Magic against each other.
No one knows Justin but Justin.
Shout out to you, Justin.
What up, Justin Fout? He's a guy who runs kind of a local shop. So you'll hear Justin's name every once in a while on the podcast. But continue.
Other than that, I've been playing various Gideon decks, trying to test that out. Trying to keep up with the Jeskai Control evolution.
Wait, you went past this. Hold on, dude. I want to know about the new Player Saturday thing. Because this is like a cool new thing. Like, what exactly do you do? Like, you had to memorize a script and everything?
Hmm?
Then you have to memorize like a script of like what to say to teach people to play Magic and everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess kind of. That was him. He did all that.
Yeah.
And he had to write it down and read it. And then you set up different like play mats of... you know, decks versus decks, and then we sat down and he went through his, you know, educational flow with me and trying to teach me how to play Magic. And then he didn't tell me that I couldn't look at his hand, so when he walked up and, you know, walked away, I looked at his hand.
Oh, so you cheated during an informational...
I mean, technically, he didn't tell me I couldn't do it, so...
Okay, so you didn't know...
I didn't have the information at hand.
Since you had never played a card game before.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then he scooped. I won.
But I have a question. So, like, but I thought you were going to help teach people.
Oh, no.
You went to learn.
I went for the promos, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like going to help other people. Now it makes more sense.
I would have helped other people. Yeah, I would have helped other people if they would have showed up. Like, I would have helped, assisted Justin in playing some of new people.
I see. So, the way I understood it via text message, this is why text messaging sometimes sucks. The way I understood it was that you went to help teach people to play Magic and you had to learn the whole script on how to teach people set up scenarios and et cetera. And I was like, that is awesome that you did that, even though no one showed up and you like taught your girlfriend how to play, et cetera. But
false.
Yeah. So that didn't happen at all. You actually just went and pretended you didn't know how. So you get the captain pirate walk the plank ships.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, technically I took Caitlin too. So. She wasn't
like that.
You
got a playset then, right?
I do have a playset of them now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool art. Cool art too.
Very cool art.
All right, we're gonna move on then, since you're not the stand-up guy. I thought you were.
I almost was.
You just like promos.
I almost was.
All right, so you've been working on the Gideon deck. How's that been going?
It's coming along pretty well. I got. I've narrowed it down to two, blue white and black white.
We're already on black white.
I know, but I just
changed your mind.
Yes, I changed my mind. Sometimes you get overrun by control, and I think not having blue leaves you more vulnerable to things, whereas going blue-white, you get access to a little bit of deck manipulation, card draw, and counter spells. And so it's one of these give-and-take things where you just got to feel out the format and see what I want, like what
no
I actually want to do.
No hand disruption.
That is also true, but it's one of those things
losing
like...
a lot of removal.
Do you want to try and rip it from their hand, or do you want to try and counter it? Like... you get spreading seas or you get other cards. Like, it's just, it's been a little bit of trial and error. I will say that my win percentage with black white is much higher than it is with blue white.
And I think the answer is clear
currently. Yeah, it is
pretty
clear.
I have always wanted to emblem Little Gideon, Little Giddy, as we like to call him here on the Tilted podcast, Lil Giddy. I like to emblem Lil Giddy, and then I want to pact something. I don't care what it is. I just want to pact of negation after a Lil Gideon's emblem is out, and they don't kill him.
Yeah, well, that's...
Be sick, dude.
Also
be
true. Fun. Zero, I'd be worried that they did kill him.
And I don't care. I'm willing to take that risk. I like to live on the edge, like Austin Powers, man.
Yeah, YOLO.
Gotta live. Yeah, YOLO. That's what they said.
That's what the kids say.
That's what the kids say sometimes. I think back in the day, like back when we were kids. So, cool. Right. I hope everybody had a really good weekend because we did. I hope everybody had a good time playing Magic on Friday night. I hope everyone won some...
Fatal Push some promos?
Fatal Push promos. But we are going to move on to news. We've got a rule change.
Rules change.
I like rules changes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You know what this one's about?
It's about a card that you love.
I love it.
I kind of like it too.
It's Blood Moon.
It's a Blood Moon.
And Magus of the Moon.
Magus of the Moon. Sometimes I say Magus, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because I heard Brad Nelson. Okay, no offense to Brad Nelson. I'm not even a very big fan of his, but he says Magus. And it bothers me so bad. And all of a sudden, I started doing it because I was so upset with the way he said it. Because I always said Magus of the Moon. Then he was like, I heard him say Magus a couple